Now what? Now what? Now what? Hey, little Bradley Schrubner, a little possible, repossible, little Thursday Thunder coming at you live from the wet and rainy and dismal and dark and Driebergen Bos, the forest. There's Pepper there. He's not worried about it. Do you see him complaining? Is he whining about the weather? No, he's happy he's outside. What do I want to talk about today? Decide. Decision-makings. Decision-makings, plural. Did you catch that? I've been talking with many, many of you about the whole decision-making process and working towards the book, the program, the challenge, the interview sessions of Now What? And I'm making progress. Thanks to many, many of your inputs, I am forming, I'm getting closer and closer to sort of forming what this is going to look like. And some of the feedback I've received is also, you know, different types of people. How do they make decisions? From anything, from business to personal to gender to age to what type of decision are we talking about? Are we talking about, should I get the burger or should I get the salad? Or are we talking about, should I, you know, move to France, right? So we've got a lot of different decisions, a lot of different decision ideas and types and themes and categories and tags and hashtags. And I mean, part of me wants to just, I just want to do it all. So I shouldn't do that, especially if I want to, you know, sell books and whatnot. So I'd like to ask you, what would you like to know more about decision-making? What would you like to learn about the decision-making process, about how it works, how we make decisions? How do you make decisions? Do you have some ideas about decision-making? Would you like to hop on my podcast or just have an informal chat about decisions you have made in the past? And then what I'm really looking for are stories. I want people's stories for how they made a decision, how it affected their life by making that decision, for better or worse, I mean, ideally for better. And then if we sort of retroanalyze how the decision was made, what can we learn from that to help us make better decisions moving forward? So I went to an event the other night and put on by Karina and Fiona, fantastic. It was about confidence and AI. And these two topics sort of melded together. And confidence, it was interesting. I felt a lot of the content could be related to decision-making. For example, the confidence in your decision-making, right? How confident are you and does that affect your decision-making? And I would say the answer is yes. And then AI, the AI expert Fiona there, she was talking also about how AI did like three things: analyze and project, analyze and I can't remember the three things she said, but what it can do, in my opinion, is it gives you the data, right? You have the data, it analyzes the data, and it can help you make a decision, right? Based on the analysis of the data. So AI, I think, could be a very interesting factor in the future of our now what question, right? Now what should I do? Well, what if I gave AI all of the goodies, all of the data, all of the back history, the information, the stories, the everything they needed to know about the decision, and then asked AI for some help? Now, where I'm a little interested, a lot interested in AI, is also I'm back to Martin, Henri, and Go, my mind, heart, and gut. I see the mind, heart, and gut as our key decision-making players in every decision we make. And I would like to create, here's a little not-so-secret, I would like to create an AI bot, or an AI agent, I think they call them, based on the mind and the heart and the gut. So three of them, and I don't even know if this is possible. If you know more about this than I do and you're listening or watching, then I'd love to hear it. How can the AI bot, how can I create one AI bot for my mind, one AI bot for my heart, and one AI bot for my gut, and sort of give them the qualities of the mind, heart, and gut, and give them the personalities and build them and teach them and give them all of the background and every bit of data I can about that, as well as like stereotypes and sort of themes that, right, like mind is analytical and heart is love and gut is sort of intuition. And how can I build them so that they can help me make decisions? So that's one thing I would like to do for myself. And then eventually, if it works, then help you create your own bots for your mind, heart, and gut to help you make decisions. Well, I'm going through some treacherous, muddy paths here. If you're watching on the video, I've got a gorgeous Dirty Bears and Bulls scenery here. If you're watching the YouTube channel. By the way, if you are new to my channel and you've got here thanks to like a now what hashtag or a decision or decide hashtag, I'm Bradley Sharp. I do this every single week. I've been doing, this is my sixth season, my sixth year of doing weekly Thursday videos. And I mention this because this is a perfect example of decision making. I made a decision back in 2020 to record a video every single Thursday. That's it. And that decision, I think I said I was going to do it for a year. Okay, so that's 52 videos. Fine. So the thing was that made it easy was that I didn't need to decide. I didn't need to expend any energy on Thursdays deciding whether or not I was going to do the video. I just did it. It also didn't matter if it was high quality, low quality, a fast, slow, short, long, terrible, or awesome, because that decision had been made. There's some stories about, like, Barack Obama comes to mind of he apparently wore like the same suit to work for, you know, 8 years or something. And every single morning, that is one decision less that he has to make because he already made it. And in fact, it's even easier. He didn't even make the... I'm telling you what he may or may not have done. I'm just guessing here. Did he decide... Like, did he make that decision the night before? Was it a decision that then he just made at a different time? Or did he just make it for the year or for the 8 years and said, I'm going to wear the same suit every day? If you think about it, that's even easier, right? It gives you... It frees up so much more brain power. So that's a lot of about decision making. One reason I'm doing this entire project is several friends and colleagues, I notice it. They struggle with decision making, as we all do, of course. Not that I'm a pro at it or anything, but if you can get these decisions done, if you can make the decision, then it frees up brain power. Brain power that can be used for other decisions, right? If you think about it, this is kind of crazy, but because I've thought about it a lot, but if you think about it, our day is basically made up of, I don't know how many thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of decisions, right? And, you know, I'm going to decide up here, I'm going to go left to right. I'm going to go to the left of this path or the right of this path. So many of the decisions we don't make. This gets into a whole nother topic. I'm a big fan of Joe Dispenza, and one thing he talks about is sort of how can you shake up your routines, especially the really boring ones. Like, I get out of bed. I currently have it where I'm in the bathroom, I lock the door, and then, this is going to sound really silly, but this is a whole different topic, but it's related because I'm shaking up my regular routine. I open the door a different way every single time, and I do it on purpose. So that shakes up my world. And now I just made a decision to make my day different than the day before. I also made a decision, here's another one, to not make these videos longer than 10 minutes. I'm at 9.5, so I'm wrapping up. That's another decision. Can you follow me here? The power of this, right? So I made a decision under 10 minutes. So now I don't need to decide, oh, should I make it longer? No, it's almost 10 minutes. I got to wrap up. I'm done. The decision has been made. I'm Bradley Sharp, and I'm here every single Thursday. This is Thursday Thunder and the Repossible Podcast. See you next week, because I will be here. Will you?